Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that somewhat weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so I'm going to just jump right into it. The first question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, happiest Monday, Kay. I should probably grab my glasses before I jump too deep into this. let's see. Do you wear your hair out or tied back or out of your face? I mean, I wear it out of my face. I usually have it up in a bun because that's like the easiest way to have it. So yeah, it's usually in a bun. That's like nine times out of 10 right now with my hair. I'm just having it in a bun. It's just the easiest way to have it. Yeah. Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it. Sometimes I have it out, like occasionally, but it's most often in a bun, in some kind of bun configuration. So yeah. Thanks for the question. Let's see. Oh, that's so funny. Anonymous asks, would you stay in a room for 24 hours with a crocodile for $5 million? Yeah, easily. For only 24 hours? That's it? Yeah, I'll totally do that. That's so easy. How big is the room? Like, I could, yeah. As long as there's, like, stuff in the room for me to keep the crocodile away from me, I'm totally fine. If it's an empty room with me and the crocodile, that's a little bit harder. Do I have my clothes at least? If I have my clothes, I think I can probably... Yeah, if I have my clothes and I'm in a room with a crocodile, I'm probably okay. Yeah, I think I could probably do it. It'd be a pain in the ass, but I think I could probably do it. How angry and aggressive is this crocodile? It's probably going to be pretty aggressive. He's a crocodile. I think I can do it. I think for $5 million, yeah, I think I totally can do it. You put me in the room with a crocodile. I want to see the dimensions of the room first, but yeah, I totally probably could do it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. I've been... I'm thinking, like, the thing is, alligators I know way better than crocodiles. I'm not super afraid of alligators. Alligators are pretty chill. Crocodiles I know will fuck you up, so I don't know. But I think I could do it. I'm not too afraid. I'm, like, the fear isn't the issue. It's just, like, what do I have to, like, wrangle this crocodile is really where I'm at. Like, if I have to use my shirt to, like, wrangle its mouth shut, it's gonna be pretty shitty. Because that's probably where I'm at. I'm probably gonna take off my shirt and then try to get my shirt over its mouth in some way and then try to keep its mouth closed. Probably get on top of it, too. You're going to probably have to sit on top of that crocodile. I'm probably going to be sitting on top of that crocodile holding his mouth. And then trying to keep the tail from hitting me. That's probably what's happening. Yeah, I can do that for 24 hours. It's not terrible. I'll do it for $5 million. That's such a good deal. Holy shit, $5 million? Yeah, for sure. Thank you for the question. I think I fixated a little bit too long on that. I was really in deep on that crocodile question. I was deeply pondering it. Yeah, I think I could do it. Like, straight up, offer me that $5 million, I'll take it. let's see. Would you or have you date younger than you by more than 5 years? I don't know. I think it really matters on... I think the big thing with relationships is, like, the stage of life you're in. If you're in the same stage of life, then I think that's okay. And, I mean, like... I don't know. Maybe I would. It depends. It really would depend on, like, the person, you know? But yeah, I think when it comes to relationships, I think the stage of life is kind of critical. Like, if you're not in the same stage of life, you're gonna struggle in your relationship because you're gonna have to. I don't know, because people kind of move into stages like as they progress through life, and if you're not in the same stage, it kind of becomes kind of messy as one person goes to another stage, while one person it could be hard. So I think that's the bigger question for me. What stage of life are you in? You know. And are we in the same, like, same compatible stage? Because if we are, then it could work. But if we're not, then it's going to be really hard. So, yeah. Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Bambazooka. Oh, Bambazooka Kalele. That's a great name. It's one big block of text. So I was trying to really decipher that. But yeah, Bambazooka Kalele. That's a great name. Hi, Kay. Do you watch hockey? If so, what's your favorite NHL team and any team you play, you're rooting for in the playoffs? So I don't. I only watch hockey live. So I'm not like, I'm not really married to any team. I didn't really grow up in hockey culture. So I kind of, like, I fell in love with hockey just by attending games. And, like, I really enjoyed the, like, atmosphere of a hockey game, and that's kind of what sucked me in. My go-to hockey team is obviously going to be the Vegas Knights, because I mean, you gotta take one for the brand. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Vegas Knights. Vegas Knights are great. any team with a knight in it, I'm gonna have to root for. You know, it has to happen. So Vegas Knights is my answer. But before the Vegas Knights, I'd probably have to be like a Detroit Red Wings fan. If I had to pick any hockey team, it'd probably be Red Wings. So thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Ooh, so Cass asks, when you're making s'mores, do you burn marshmallows, catch fire on it, and blow it out quickly, or do you go for golden brown? I wish I went for golden brown. I think golden brown probably tastes better, but deep inside my heart is a pyromaniac, so, like, I just lose all control and I catch things on fire. I don't know. I am so irresponsible with marshmallows. I always think that I'm, like, gonna not burn, like, catch it on fire, but it's so much fun to catch it on fire. We just still gotta light enough stuff on fire in our day-to-day life, I guess. I don't know. I'm set those marshmallows on fire. Let it burn. Yeah, that's my answer. I mean, golden brown tastes better. I'm gonna say golden brown's probably my preference for consuming it, but there's just a joy in setting something on fire and blowing it out. There's just, like, inherently something so much more fun about that. And maybe the burnt does add, like, a texture thing that I do enjoy. It's hard to say. But yeah, no, I'm the guy who lights it on fire. It's just so much fun. It's just so much fun. That's like the whole fun of marshmallows is lighting it on fire. If you're not lighting it on fire, what are you doing? Thank you so much for the question, Cass. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Okay, so Nalia asks, are you more of a sweets or a spicy person? I think I'm sweet. Sweet over spicy. I mean, it depends on what you mean by that. But I'm... but I'm gonna take that at face value. So yeah, I think I'm more of a sweets than spicy, although I do like a little bit of kick, but I'm definitely more sweet than spicy for sure. Thank you so much for the question, Nalia. I really appreciate it. Let's see, Billa asks, your long distance audios are some of my favorite because they just seem so real. Have you been in a long distance relationship before? And if so, what was the longest distance between you and your partner? And was it difficult? And would you ever get into a long-distance relationship again? Have I been in one before? Yes. Well, furthest distance, polar opposite points in the globe. Was it difficult? Yes, incredibly. I think any long-distance relationship is incredibly difficult. They're just inherently hard. Having your partner not in the same place where you are is just, it's a challenge. There's no, like, easy way to put it. But yeah, it's definitely a hard relationship. Would you get into it again? Yeah, I mean, I would. I think after a long distance relationship, you're like, I don't know if I would do that again. But I think in my heart of heart, I know. Yeah, I think I would do it again. Of course I would. So thank you for the question, Bill. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see. Amara asks, hello, Kay. Just wondering, are you the oldest or the youngest sibling or middle child? You give off oldest sibling energy. Do I give off oldest sibling energy? Is that the energy for which I give off? Yeah, I am the oldest. I mean, is it that apparent? I guess so. Yeah, I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest child. I feel like if you're the oldest, middle, or youngest, you definitely do give off some kind of energy. You can usually grab a read from a person. You can also tell they're an only child, too. I mean, good read. You got it. I am the oldest. Thank you for the question, Amara. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Butterfly Sage asks, do people in your life know you make ASMR content? Very few people in my life. It's very much like a need to know basis, you know. If you need to know, you know. So if you know, you know, you know. Thanks for the question, Butterfly Sage. I really appreciated it. Rona asks, hey Kay, hope you're having a good day so far. Quick question. When a lot's going on in your life, what do you do to stop and take time for yourself? I'm currently struggling to do that every day as a new challenge. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard taking time for yourself. I mean, I think I feel inherently selfish when I do, which is, like, something I'm working on, obviously. Like, you shouldn't feel selfish for taking time for yourself. But I feel like when your time's, like, at a really high precedent, it's really hard to stop. and take a moment for yourself. Because you feel like you gotta be doing so many different things. You have so many balls in the air. You're like really trying to. There's a lot of people you feel like your time's kind of beholden to, and it's hard to find those moments where you can just be like, now this time's my time. What do I do to stop and try to? I need to be better at it. I think it's the honest answer. I'm not very good at it. I need to be much better. I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to find more time for myself. I think it's just like a battle, you know, finding the time, and also like feeling good about it too. Cause like, I think the worst is when you find time for yourself and then you just feel guilty the whole time, you know, like you feel like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this because there's so many other things I can be doing. So like, this is like kind of a waste of time, but it isn't cause you're doing it for you. So yeah, it's, it's something I'm working on, but yeah, did I answer the question? I feel like I answered it. Please say I answered it. Thank you so much for the question, Rona. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, when you kiss a girl, do you hold her face like a hamburger or a hot dog? How do you, like, isn't that not the same hold? How do you hold her face like a hamburger? Oh, you mean like sideways, like a bun? Like I'm holding her face with both my hands versus one of my hands, right? I'm a one-handed kind of guy. I'm like a one. I don't really need both hands to hold your face. I can hold your face with one hand, I think. Yeah, I'm one-handed. Yeah, because this other hand's free usually. Yeah, it's a one-hand. It's a one-hand deal. I'm trying to think. I mean, two hands, maybe. Contextually, maybe two hands. But most often one hand. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's most often one hand. It's rarely two. Like if it's two hands, things are about to go down. Is how it feels. Like if it's two-handed, if I'm using both hands and I'm kissing you, shit's going down. But if I'm using one hand, that's like kind of like normal. Like I'm just grabbing your face like every day, pulling you close kind of kiss. But if I'm going in with two hands, shit's about to get real, I think. I think that's my assessment. Yeah. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Hot dog hamburger. Yeah, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. I've never conceptualized it that way. Yeah. Makes sense though. I think I get what you're saying. If I'm totally off, please tell me in the comments so I know that I'm like completely missing the ball. But I think I understood the question. So let's see. Oh God. Okay. Anonymous asks, how long is your beard? Is it past your chest? Touching the floor? Short and cute? Messy? Trimmed? Just curious after listening to your hair ASMR you posted. As you can hear, it's grown out quite a bit. It's not long. I shaved it like, I don't even know when I shaved it. I think I shaved it. I shaved it on Monday. So it's not like it. I shaved it completely. I had to look. I mean, it was like shadowy. It was not a clean shave because I wasn't going to do a clean shave. So I just left it like short. So it's kind of grown out since then. So on Monday, it was basically like stubble, and now we have like a beard again. So it grew pretty quickly. My beard grows really fast. Like if I shave on a Monday, I'm back to having a beard come Saturday, Sunday. Not a full ass beard, but long enough that I'm like, oh shit, I could totally trim this thing again. Yeah, I'm probably gonna shave again soon. Yeah, I'm probably gonna clean it up. I liked having the stubble. It's kind of nice. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, that was like my dream. I always wanted 5 o'clock shadow. That was always the thing that I was like dying for. Like I don't even know, since I was like 13, I was just like, I want 5 o'clock shadow. That is the coolest thing to have in the world. And now I can have 5 o'clock shadow whenever I want, and I just don't take advantage as often as I should. And this Monday I was like, damn, I forgot how much I fucking love having 5 o'clock shadow. This shit's sick. So yeah, I might be shaving again soon because I was really, really enjoying having 5 o'clock shadow. thanks for the question. I really appreciate it. Let me make sure I answer correctly. How long is your beard? Yeah. Is it past your chest? No. Is it touching the floor? No. Is it short and cute? I would say yeah. Is it messy? It's a little messy, but I trimmed it up. It's neither messy nor trimmed. It's somewhere that it lives in between right now. It lives in a happy medium. I think it's sexy right now. So I think it's good. Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. I really love being outdoors. Oh, anonymous asks, I really love being outdoors. Plants, flowers. I'm just scared of bugs. Bees specifically. Honestly, the sound they make when they zip past you is the worst part. How do I become unfazed? I just want to work outside during spring without being on high alert all the time. I get that completely. I don't know where. I think it was somewhere in upstate New York. I was really young. And I heard, I think it was probably a wasp. It was something that buzzed by my ear and I swatted at it. Mistake. I got stung by it. And ever since then, I have not swatted at anything. I've basically conditioned myself. I was so put out by getting stung. I was like, if anything buzzes by your ear, you just don't swing at it. You just don't swing at anything anymore. And like, I conditioned myself not to swing at stuff. Because that was my first, if I heard something buzzing by my ear, my first knee jerk was to swing at it. So I learned really quickly, don't swing at it. And I think that really helps is, because once you stop swinging at it, you're going to hear it and it won't bother you as much. I think inherently when you think that, when you correlate the sound with the reaction, like when you hear the buzz, you swat, that's, I think, what gives the anxiety, because you're in your head, you're thinking you can like get rid of the noise. But if you just accept the noise as a reality and you're just like, this is just something that I'll have to endure, eventually you'll desensitize to it. Like you will with any noise. Like noise eventually, you'll become really desensitized to it. My honest answer is really just exposure therapy. Just being out in nature, the more it happens to you, don't swing, obviously, because that's when you get stung. Bees will not sting you unless you swing, is my rule of thumb, and I think it holds pretty true. I have not gotten stung basically since that one time. I've gotten stung once, and I have not swung again, and I have not gotten stung again. So unless you're like right by a hive, or like unless you swing at them, they're not going to really attack you. Bees specifically, because bees don't want to die, but bees want to live. But bees specifically, they are not trying to hurt you. They are your friend. They're there to pollinate stuff. So if you hear a bee, just don't swing at them. It'll be fine. I realized we got so sidetracked on this bee story. Just looked at the time code. I was like, oh wow, we've been talking about bees for a while. Yeah, I hope that helps. Yeah, because those kind of things are really hard. I remember when getting over my fear of spiders, I think just being exposed to a lot of spiders really helped desensitize me. Because I used to be really afraid of spiders when I was a little kid. I was like, I couldn't even watch. Like, the second Harry Potter movie fucked me up. Like, that Aragorn, that scene with the giant spider? No. I, as a child, could not hang. So I had like a really deep phobia of spiders as a kid. And then I just got exposed to a lot of spiders, especially very large spiders. And I quickly got over that fear because I kind of had to. You just kind of like that. That's the thing with fears. You can push through them. It's just, it's hard. It's hard to push through a fear, but you can do it. And I don't know. I think exposure is just a great way of going about it. So I hope that helps. I really do. I really hope that helps. And if you're allergic to bees, bring an EpiPen. Do not play around with that. Make sure you have an EpiPen. Make sure you're staying safe. So that's just a good caveat in there. Just to throw in at the end. Do I have time for one more question? Yeah, I guess I do. I guess I have time for one more question. Let me see. I'm looking through. What can I answer at the time remaining? Anonymous asks, hey Kay, when do you think is the right time to call your SO baby? It's already been 3 dates already. I'm wondering if it'd be weird to call him that. I don't know. I am the worst person to ask about that. I will call you baby. I don't know. I'll call you baby before we're dating. I don't know. Yeah, I'm the worst person to ask that question too. I don't know. I'm gonna call you baby whenever. I'm just gonna, hey babe. Like, I don't know. So for me, I don't think it's ever too soon. You can call me a pet name on the first date and I wouldn't think it's weird. Because I don't think it inherently is. I think, like, I mean, some of them I think probably would be, like, so you shouldn't call someone love on the first day. That would be, but I think there's some pet names that are just inherently kind of just, like, playful, you know? And, like, I think baby kind of fits in, oh, I don't know, baby might be, babe, I think is the universal, like, playful pet name that you can probably get away with. Like, hey, babe. It's totally kosher. I think it's like the most safe pet name. I'm trying to think, like, I don't know. I don't think I would ever be upset if a girl called me a pet name. I'm trying to genuinely think. I don't think so. I don't think I'd ever be kind of hurt. I think you can call him a pet name. If it's been 3 dates already. Let me see. It's been three dates. Yeah, you can totally call it. If it's been 3 dates and things are going well, I think you can get away with a pet name. I think that's totally fine. You can call him baby. You shouldn't be like, What's the, like, commitment status here? What's going on here? Like, what's his vibe? I wish I had more context. I don't want to give blanket advice without context. Context is king. So like, I don't know, check the vibe. If the vibe feels good, then totally do it. But you need to do a vibe check. Get a vibe check. But like my 2 cents from up on high with no context at all is like, yeah, you can call people pet names. It should be fine. But like your situation may vary. Definitely get a vibe check. But yeah, I'm going to just say from where I'm sitting, I'm never going to be upset if a girl calls me baby. You can call me baby. Yeah. Hell yeah, you can call me baby. Anyway, yeah, so that's my 2 cents. Thank you so much for the question. I hope it helps. And with that, that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. We ran a little bit long, but that's okay. If you have a question and you'd like it to be answered, feel free. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever you want. And if you have a request, head on over to the idea submission line. I think that's what you should search. It's called the idea submission line. Don't search request line. You'll never find it that way. It's idea submission line. Anyway, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye now.